Welcome to the Heart Soul Wisdom Podcast, a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Moira Sutton and her amazing guests share real-life stories, tools, and strategies to inspire and empower you to create and live your best life. Come along on the journey and finally blast through any fears, obstacles, and challenges that have held you back in the past, so you can live your life with the joy, passion, and happiness that you desire. Now, here's your host, Create the Life You Love Empowerment Life Coach, Moira Sutton.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 26. Angelic Guidance, Live Your Empowered Life, with our very special guest, author and conscious channel, Adria Wynn Esterbu. Adria is a conscious channel of angels, Lemurians, and other beings who wish to assist humanity for the greater good. She is also a medium, shaman, and animal communicator. In one of her channeled messages from Ariel, Angel Ariel and Raphael, this is the message. Sometimes we want something so dearly that if we have tried for it before, we tuck it away inside a treasure box of wishes, too precious to look at or even consider. It is time now in the evolution of humanity for each one of us to open those gifts to ourselves. It is time to receive and complete the wishes of the past if they are still resonant for your empowered being. Adria is author of 3 books. Angel's Insights for Unprecedented Times, which I've read and it's wonderful. You should get all her books. And Why Did Lemuria Fall? And Slip Through the Keyhole and Sound Healing CD Sounds of the Ancient Ones. She's a regular contributor to the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Adria lives in Sedona, Arizona, and channels for clients all around the world. So without further ado, I am thrilled to introduce you to Adria Wynn Esterbu. Welcome, Adria.
Thank you so much, Moira. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm so excited. And I know we have so much to cover. And I want you on for hours. So we're definitely going to have you back. So I want everybody to know that and your gifts and how you help people. And so I'm going to read your next books because I love the first one. And
terrific. There's so several more in the works right now.
Oh, wow. You're a busy, talented, wise woman. Adria, how did you get your name? Because that's beautiful, with the wind horse. And, you know, did that come to you? Were you named that through some kind of interaction with a healing person? Or how did you get that name?
Yeah, it was a sort of a beautiful combination of spirit name here. So my last name, Esterbu, I was born with that name. It's Basque, and it means horse rider. And a spiritual counselor had suggested to me, and maybe you should have a Native American name that is related to the name you were given, your birth name. So I started investigating that mostly through meditation, prayer. And what came to me was Wind Horse. And as I started researching it, there was this beautiful stories, both in the Choctaw tradition and a few other Native American traditions about Wind Horse having such a love for humanity and also being the carrier of messages. And then in Tibetan understanding, Wind Horse is the spirit, the messages from spirit. So it matched up so well with what I was doing already, and also kind of the sound of the sounds shamanically that come through my voice. So I did ask for blessing from someone who practices sacred ways in a Native American tradition, because I didn't feel like I could just name myself that.
Yes.
But he got a very clear yes from the ancestors, and it felt just such an integrated expression of what I already was. So I took on that name.
That is beautiful. You can almost have an image of like in the wind, and you know, like just, it's just it's beautiful. Freedom, like when you think of horses, right?
Yes, yes.
Like that whole freedom and galloping along wherever you want to gallop. So it wow. Has all that energy in there.
Yes, that's what we're invited to do in this time on the planet, all of us. It's just amazing, that little quote you read at the beginning. It's still, obviously I've heard it before, but it still brings tears to my eyes because the invitation we have now to really have what we want, to have the freedom to have what we want, could be new wishes, it could be old ones, but it's so tender. There's that place in our hearts, I think a lot of us that have given up and we stopped believing that was ever possible. So it does still really bring me to joy and tears. You know, this is the pain joy edge there that's just so beautiful of, oh, I really can have it now. Yes.
we're gonna dive into that because a lot of us are in a painful state, or let's just go to there now. Like, you know, the law of attraction, you know, what is the difference in the law of attraction? People ask, they believe, and they're waiting. They don't keep asking and they're trying to align, you know, with what they want, but it didn't come to them. So what's the difference diving in here to 2021 and this from your angelic conversation in February, 2021, just around the corner from this airing of the show, you know, the world as I know it is gone. So what does that mean? And what's this new landscape of energy for us? And that's a big question because that's what I do.
Yeah, sure.
And then really, you know, a lot of people have tried the law of attraction, including myself. I even taught it where I didn't always create what I wanted. So can you dive into that a bit? I hope I didn't confuse you with all that.
Absolutely. And no, I'm following you here. The difference, manifestation was a little bit... it worked, and it was designed in a system that was kind of stacked against us, say it that way. So what's happened in the shift of energy is, as the angels have described it in the book, and then since then, it's still been unfolding. So starting in about 2018, roughly, there's been some really fundamental shifts for humanity, and there were structures in place, energetic structures and some mind control and other things going on that kept us as humans in this, not free to just have what we wanted. So there, it was possible if you got very adept at that to manifest something in your life. But there were just a lot of constriction around that, where now there's this tremendous freedom. And really the only thing holding us back now is our belief systems, which very logically were formed over many decades of our lives and also other lifetimes, that remind us, hey, remember you tried that 20 times before. Sorry, it doesn't work. You know, let's not waste our effort on that. So it's now come down to this much thinner layer, although it's closer in, so it's harder to see, of our belief systems. So in other words, I'm unlimited now, so are you. But if I have any beliefs that I'm limited, then I am, because I'm the one creating my world. So if I believe I'm limited in some way, I absolutely am. Mm-hmm. So I can have that too. So, and I don't mean that cruelly, but it's just, you know, you all know people in your life who create drama or things where you can see, oh, they're really inviting that in. They're creating that. They would never admit to that probably, but they're consciously choosing in some sense deeply to create that kind of life around them over and over again. So we do that too, and maybe in more subtle ways or dramatic ways. But that's the layer now that's so important. So if you can get the message that things are very, very different here, take away one thing from this talk today is things are very different energetically on Earth. And so try again, whether you call it manifestation or just wishing or prayer or hoping for something in your life, try again and notice. I hope you will find that the energies are very different. There's not so many roadblocks now externally to you.
Yes, one thing I really loved when I read the book, and I understand the beliefs and everything, is that the old contracts, it stated over and over again, have now ended. And we don't really have to heal that old generational beliefs and heal our ancestral roots and the karma, that we're really free to choose our new reality. That's where we're at if we step into that.
Yeah, we got a tremendous upgrade here. I just keep thinking of the get out of jail free card in Monopoly or something, where I think probably a lot of the listeners to your show have done a lot of work on either their own trauma from childhood or ancestral trauma, or at least familiar with that concept of working through, you know, getting rid of some of those layers, those deep crusty layers around us. But this is like, we just got this gentle uplift out of all that. So again, it's just that recognition, oh, all of these ancestral patterns and trauma, I don't not change them anymore. I don't have to carry them around literally in my DNA anymore. So if I want to choose a different pattern for my life, I can just go ahead and do that. Now, some people, because it's comfortable, might still repeat the old ways, but in terms of, yeah, our contracts, and also these many generations of layers of trauma, we got this instant release from that as part of the new changeover of energies here. You might say the new earth, some people call it.
Yes.
As we're no longer bound to that. So that's huge.
It's huge.
And you chose to be alive here in this lifetime. I mean, that's a really big one, to be able to experience this shift in humanity where now we're not bound to that. You don't have to carry the pain of what your ancestors lived through anymore.
I understand. How do we drop this money as an intermediator? You know, when we say I want that $1 million home or $2 million home or whatever it is, but you know, I can't afford it. You know, how do you get out of that? Is that all deep belief work again you do? Or do you just, like you say, you ask, you wish for it, you get clear on it? What's the steps with that?
This one's a little bit tricky. Mm-hmm. And the tricky part is, I think, we're used to things being so complicated and it's kind of simple.
Right.
So the angels will say, yep, it's a one-step process. You wish for it. And then they correct themselves and say, oh, wait, it's two steps. You wish for it and then you get it. You receive it. Mm-hmm. So the part with money is it's one of those layers I mentioned were kind of stacked against us. So money was designed as a limiting factor for humanity. So it's not neutral. It's not just a barter system where, okay, instead of trading you fish, I'm going to trade you some coins for this. It really does have an energy, a limiting energy. If you've noticed, like the people who won the lottery, or for yourself, if you got some kind of windfall or raise, it carries this energy with it. It's like, oh, that's not enough. If I only had another million, I could have had the helipad with my new house. Or, you know, if my raise was only, 10% more, I could have started to save for college for that kid I don't have yet. Or, you know, there's always some reason why it's not enough. And that's part of the energy of money that doesn't come from us. So it has a very enslaving quality to it, money. So, and meanwhile, it still exists on the planet. We still have rent to pay, bank accounts and things like that, most of us. So the practical way of working in the new energies is to just wish for something directly. So you mentioned, I think, a house. Instead of saying, okay, angels or myself, what I want to wish for now is 300,000 or 1.3 million so I can buy a house. What you want to think about is, what is the house? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What neighborhood is it in? What is the roof color? You know, what kind of house do you want? And it might not be visual. Some people, the visual details are not as important as, I want a safe house that's big enough to fit my family, or whatever it is. So you focus on that, because it might come through money. Let's say you wanted a safe house that was big enough for your family. Maybe you get a raise or that other job, or you marry someone who has more money, so together you can buy the house. Or maybe someone says to you, you know what, I have to go out of town for 2 months. Can you watch my house? Or something, you know, something just very creative that you wouldn't have thought of. Where if you're stuck on, unless I have $1.3 million, I can't have my house, you're limited there. Whereas if you go right to what I want is the house, it can come to you and millions of creative ways. So go directly to what you want when you're wishing for something. That's the way around this. And then be open. It might come through money. It might come through some other way.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting about that. We are looking to sell our house at the end of this year and move. It's time for us for a new adventure and a different way of being, more in the country, more on water, quiet land, all those kind of things in nature, really diving in nature. And I've been looking at some homes, and twice I've done this now, Adria. I've looked at the house and I went, oh, wow, that looks wonderful. I'm going to show that to my family. But then I realized I've missed out a figure. Instead of like 895,000 or something, I've missed a figure. It's like 4 million or 2 million 800. I missed the first figure. I've done it twice. And I said to Cliff, my husband, I said, you know what? I think it doesn't matter what the figure is. It's really what I'm looking at, the essence of what I want. So I think there's a play going on with that one. So I don't figure out the money. I'm figuring out the what it feels like, what it looks like for me. What
absolutely
does it bring?
This one has the view of the trees, or this one has a lake nearby. Or, okay,
yeah.
I saw this house, or I saw this job, and it's really close to what I want, but that sometimes that's just helping you get narrower, more focused in your choices. Oh, what if it was a job like that, but I could work from home half time? Or what if it was like this house, but it had a 2-car garage? So you get to playfully build on your wishes too.
And I think the angel said, don't put a timeline on it. Just put it out. You don't know exactly when it's going to come.
Yeah, time, although I don't think this one was used against us, it's just a quality of third dimension here. Time mm-hmm. can be a limiting factor. When you think of third dimensional kind of thinking, it's very linear, like the 20-year plan. Or so again, if you're thinking, all right, I want a house, so I better, I hope that within 3 years I could work enough to get that house. You've just limited yourself to mm-hmm. say, I can't have a house for another 3 years at least. Mm-hmm. So if you were to say, I want a house, and you just didn't put a time frame on it, but you just start getting more specific with what it is, and maybe there's some element of time, like I'd like it to be ready by the time I'm getting evicted from this house or whatever it is, mm-hmm. some practical consideration. But if you take time out of your wishing scope here, it takes out that limitation. Most often with fifth dimensional thinking, things come in faster than you expected or imagined was possible. And the angels do speak about that contrast in the book about how fifth dimension works different than third. And we have access now to fifth dimension. So a lot of times now with these wishes, not always, but a lot of times they'll come in so fast. For me, it's a little startling. Like I have trouble adjusting because my linear trained mind here it doesn't understand how it's possible.
Let's just look at that. There's just so many things I want to ask. So I'm taking what you're saying and I'm like, oh, do I go there? Do I go there? But I know I'm going to have you back. So I'm just going to breathe. So let's just ask, we'll go back to the dimensions 1 second. A lot of people here won't know what, you're a conscious channel and, you know, you're a medium. And what's the difference between a psychic, a medium, and, you know, and how did you become a channel? And let's go there for a minute so people can understand what this is, because, you know, some people go for psychic readings, and if they came to you, they come to you for a conscious channel and medium. Can you define a little bit of that?
Absolutely. I wouldn't say I'm the expert on this because there are so many different types of psychics. For example, there's people who are clairvoyant, so they can really see things, like literally see, and sometimes that involves the future, sometimes not. Sometimes people are clairsentient or clairaudient, so they just know things or they hear things. So there are different kinds of psychics. A channel is literally like a megaphone or a voice tube, just to not get too technical here. So when I channel, angels are speaking through me. And because I'm a conscious channel, I'm also here listening along with you. Trance channels, you might be more familiar with. I think they're a little more common, at least the famous ones, where maybe they go into something that looks like meditation or sleep for a minute, and then they come back with a very different voice, very different mannerisms. So that being has literally come into their body to speak. So the angels speak through me. It's a little bit more like my voice is a conduit for their voice. So a little different than a knowing that comes from my personal gifts.
Mm-hmm. And did you ask to channel Ariel and Raphael, or did they step up and say they would like to do that with you?
I did ask, but I didn't realize I was asking.
Yes.
So when I started to channel, you know, there are a lot of different beings who wanted to come through, and that spooked me a little, and I wanted to have some sense of safety and protection around that, which I definitely mm-hmm. recommend to anyone who wants to try channeling. So mm-hmm. I had an opening prayer that called in some angels for protection, so that to help screen what was going to potentially channel through my voice. And what started happening was angels were speaking. And it took me a while to realize, and I was really laughing at myself that I didn't realize I was doing this. Well, I had just called in four archangels before channeling, and then I sit quietly to see who's going to speak. And guess what? Mm-hmm. It was one of the archangels that started speaking. Mm-hmm. And Ariel came later. And then so then it became more of a conscious choice on my part. Also, I still do channel other beings like Lemurians, but I prefer to speak mostly or have the angels speak mostly through me, because I'm so comfortable and familiar with their agenda. I feel like all beings have an agenda here, and I love the angelic one, which is free will for humanity and helping to let us know about it and enforce it both. So I'm just delighted by angels. So for now, that's my main the main beings that I go to for channeled messages.
Yes. And they come, so it comes through your voice. Do you also see them or no? Because you were saying about
rarely.
Yeah.
I'm starting to have some visual skills, but that's not something I count on.
Yeah. Because yeah. I know some people think they always have wings, or do they come into human form? I've seen angels, you know, and, well, I talk to nature and animals and all that realm. So when you talk about all these different realms and where you want to work, the fairy realm is one I'm really attracted to in nature. So
yeah.
I'm looking at doing that. And angels, they have different assignments. And
yes.
And do you feel like all angels have lived a human form before?
No, my current understanding, this is one of the books that's in process, is all about angels, from angels telling us about them.
Yes.
My current understanding is that angels are individual souls, like humans. And so but they have a much longer lifespan. So, and time, they perceive time differently. So at the end of an angelic lifespan, they do have the option, as we do, to be reborn as the same thing or something else. And many angels choose to just stay in the angelic, but some choose to be human. So it is possible for someone you know who's a human to have been an angel in a past life. And it's not so common.
Do you feel like guardian angels are angels that stay with us for life? Or again, some might come in maybe when you're first married, you have a child, or they stay with you?
Yes, both. So mm-hmm. again, my understanding is that each human has what the angels who speak through me have called assignment angels. So we would call those guardian angels. So usually around three, four, five angels who are with you your whole life. So that's their whole assignment is you. And then sometimes when we want to learn a new skill, or there's a particular challenge like a birth or a death in our family, another angel will come in on a sort of temporary assignment to help us with that. But we do have angels who are with us our whole life. We all do. It's not something we have to earn, or just because we don't see them or talk to them doesn't mean they're not there.
Mm, what a comfort for people to know that. And I think, you know, if when people are passing and they don't have a belief, that I would think that'd be very difficult. What's your take on orbs? I know that Wayne Dyer talks, he has pictures of it in his books when he's spoken very spiritually at different events. Do the angels ever talk about orbs and coming to people when they're passing?
I have not talked to them about that. So I'll have to add that to my list of questions.
There we go. I could have a whole bunch for you. Now, when your book went to press, you know, we were collectively experiencing these fears of the global pandemic, and, you know, we've been now for a year. How does this tie into this expressing our freedom when, you know, around this global pandemic, and how do we embrace this change in these times of total uncertainty? What's everything you've been told by the angels around this pandemic? Because I believe it happened for a reason. It had to happen. The old structures had to be broken down. Stepping into our truth, our own personal truth. you know, unity consciousness, raising our vibration. That's all about the show. That's what speaks to my heart. What's your feeling around this whole, and the angels around the global pandemic and these times of uncertainty? Especially.
Go ahead.
No. And I was going to say, and part of this is stepping, you know, from the third, being able to choose to go into the fourth and the fifth. So another big question, Adrienne.
Yeah. And let's ask the angels to jump in on this one. Yeah. I think this is a good one because there's so many directions I could take with this.
Thank you.
Ask them to speak more directly to the people listening right now.
Thank you.
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Yeah, so you've been through such a time, many of you, that felt quite limiting one way or another, pandemic time. And some of you believe in it, some of you don't. But even when you didn't, perhaps you felt it was unnecessarily limiting on your life. So use this like a springboard to recognize, wait a minute, if this coming out of the pandemic season is corresponding with coming out of so many limitations I didn't even know I had, what if I could springboard into unlimited? So use the frustration, we would say, or the fears both that have collected around you in this pandemic to catapult out into your resilience, your unlimitedness. So allow yourself, in other words, to be fed up with being told to be limited because you really, really no longer are. But also part of this uncertainty that has underpinned the pandemic, there's one thing, the virus itself or certain deaths that may have caused fear. But there's also this very important to notice because it's happening almost accelerating at the same time as life that's pandemic focused is toning down, getting ready to exit here, this focus on pandemic. This uncertainty remains. So why is that? The uncertainty here is because as you had referenced, and maybe we can share that link of that blog, that the whole world just left you. So the world as you know it ended. And when we're talking about structures and impingements that were limiting you, and they all got cleared away, your get out of jail free card, mm-hmm. as was mentioned, great, that's wonderful. We all celebrate, right? Well, yes, and recognize that in each new beginning, there's an ending. So even let's say you were just ending a very, very bad marriage, and you're so grateful to be free, and part of you feels just so aligned with the new, the fresh, and part of you is grieving. Even though you wouldn't change that decision for a million times around that crossroads, you would make the same decision to end this marriage, which had come to a close. Still there, you're grieving the familiar, you're grieving the love there. So there are many things about old earth that feels like home. It's the only home you have ever known. It's the only home your ancestors have ever known. So here you find yourself on what is still planet Earth, but energetically, it's so new, it feels like you just moved into a brand new house with none of your old possessions or clothes, maybe none of your family members, and it feels a little startling and stark. The walls are all white, and you don't know what to do with yourself. Mm-hmm. So have compassion on yourself, because many of you, as you come out of pandemic time, are going to feel like, oh, great, I should just feel happy now and secure and the world is back. And yet you might be feeling quite unsettled. So what this is about is not so much post-traumatic stress. Of course, there might be some of that for some of you. But what this is about is that the energy of the whole world changed. And as you go back, particularly to things you once knew, like jobs or seeing loved ones or friends again, and yet things still feel different, that's where the sense of discord, disconnect comes from. So have compassion on yourself. Things are brand new, which is wonderful. It's glorious for your wishing and your freedom. And there's a grieving process for leaving behind all of that old. That's a lot of old to leave behind.
Mm-hmm. That would tie into what you channeled regarding homesickness.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Will everybody make the choice, consciously or unconsciously, to move into the fourth and the fifth dimension? Or will there be people that say, no, I like it here. I know this spot here. Even if I'm not happy, I'm going to stay here.
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So let's liken this to doorways that will always be open or unlocked, is what we mean by open, in the rest of this lifetime for you and for the generations to come, foreseeably, as much as we can see human future right now. So you don't have to go through every doorway. Like if in your neighborhood there is a shopping mall and a spa, and even if everything was free, not everyone wants to go to the spa or have their nails done or have seaweed wrap or go buy a new mini skirt, whatever it is. But let's say that all of those new experiences like fourth and fifth dimension are now open. So you can go and roam around there, try it out, see if you like it, and spend as much time there as you like. And it doesn't require so much that you already have, let's say, the mystical ability to know what the heck fourth dimension is and to walk into it. What it requires is your willingness and your curiosity. So if it's something you want, again, just like a house, you want to experience what fifth dimension is like, you just ask for that. Oh, I'd like to experience what that is. That sounds nice. And then after you've experienced it, you can say, yeah, I don't know, maybe every once in a while, but I don't need to go there so often. Or you might say, oh yeah, I want to, every morning I want to dive into the fifth dimension. So you get to choose where you go, dimensionally speaking, and how often.
Now, is there a time period? Thank you. Is there a time period that this door will close? Or is there going to be a larger gap that you might not make the leap? Because one thing I loved, again, with the message from Ariel and Raphael, this was May 4th, 2019, it's what you talked about. It's time to receive what you wish for. And this walking through a doorway, it's an open field. I love that whole thing about sitting down, looking inward, and this curiosity and galactic beings, which interests me, and planetary travel and all those things, really, it's exciting. And it can happen now. But is this door going to close at one point after, you know, we're dipping into different realities and what we want to experience and saying, do we like that? Yes, no, or whatever that is.
No, this is Adria. The angels have spoken many times about this, these doors not closing. Right. So in our lifetime and for the conceivable future of humanity, a lot of the, because humanity is now so free, they will say something like, you know, we really can't tell you what's going to happen with humanity, because it's like if you had Einstein and Da Vinci in a room, you know, it's going to be fabulous, but how could you predict when genius comes alive and free like that and starts co-creating, collaborating? Who knows? So it does feel very wide open in terms of where humanity will take itself. This isn't like a particular astrological event or something that has an opening and a closing where you have to quickly get on board or else you miss the boat. So it's people will, I think, access this according to their own timing. You know, that's the compassion here too, is when you're ready or when you're curious, then you can try it out. It's just available now.
And how, you know, when I was reading your book, I was looking at the area how our bodies are changing, and we know this in every moment in ourselves and that, but to get ready for the fifth dimension and beyond, how do we support our physical body through these changes, you know, to be totally healthy, vibrant as we move into the fifth dimension and now? But how, what are you experiencing yourself as you're jumping in and out and being in the fifth? And
yeah, my goodness. It's well, a couple things here from my experience. I had, I think 2018, 2019 is just starting to lessen a lot of weight gain. So uncomfortable for me. And yet I kept getting the message through the angels, you know, this is helpful. The way that a rocket going up into space, has all those, has a whole bunch of pieces on it when it shoots off from Earth, and then it quickly drops. I don't know any idea what the technical terms are, but you know, a lot of the pieces fall off the rocket, and it's the physical weight in the body is playing that role for some people pretty strongly here of being a physical aid. So don't worry so much if that's one of your ascension symptoms here. And it sort of has its own timing. Like, I feel like that wasn't something that was so dependent on diet or exercise like in other times in my life. It just was kind of insistent. Mm-hmm. So, and it's helpful. So that's the good thing to know. But I also feel as we're coming into more and more of these stages, and I do experiment quite a lot myself, I feel like I'm a student of the angels here. So we'll talk about something and I try it out myself. And the body is going into these dimensions with us. It's very different. Or I think people who are really used to meditation or other kinds of escape like that, maybe dream work where you could travel or experience other dimensional states of being without really taking your body with you. Mm-hmm. This is different. This is, your body's here along for the ride. So have compassion. I think of this a lot, like when you're traveling in an airplane and you have a water bottle that you've drank a little bit out of, so there's some airspace there. At some point in the flight, you look over and the water bottle looks like it's all smushed up because the air pressure has changed. I think our body is going through some kind of uncomfortable transitions as it learns to navigate these different dimensions with us. So have compassion. I think the body is going to be demanding maybe more of your attention. For people like me, especially, who have been more focused on the outer body or stuff that didn't involve the body directly, it's going to start demanding some attention, sometimes more sleep, different kinds of foods. So that is actually part of this quote unquote spiritual practice of coming into these new dimensions. So have compassion that your body is like your spacesuit here. It's allowing you to travel through these different dimensions consciously while awake. So if it's asking for some different attention, like extra rest or a different kind of food, you might really want to pay attention. It's also helping you spiritually. It's not just helping the body to address that directly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you feel like some people will be going through that dark night of the soul as they shift? Do you think they'll have like moments of this fear that jumps in and then they oh no, that's not real? Or do you think that's part of this journey? Or
oh boy, absolutely. For me, it has been in many phases of this, much, much darker than I've ever experienced. And that surprised me in coming into some of these phases. And I think let's let the angels speak to this. This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Yeah, so there's one mechanism in the human soul, though we have said, and this is true, that there's the get out of jail free card and you can lift out of much of ancestral trauma. There are some qualities that if you want to leave them entirely behind, let's say fear, that you do need to watch it walk out. So there's a witnessing here. We're not saying that you need to induce fear or that you need to suffer just for the sake of suffering. But for many of you, as you transcend out of some of the old pathways, you're going to see that pattern in yourself or that quality that you used to assume was essential for everyday life, like fear. You might see it play in front of you in your awareness much stronger for a week or a month, a few days, and wonder what's going on. Did I lose myself? I used to be so centered in my meditation. What's happening? Well, what's happening is that you are transgressing. You are leaving behind in other words, ending your contracts with fear and some of your old patterns. So it doesn't take the kind of work it used to take, but it does take a conscious choice and in many times a witnessing of that pattern leaving you. It comes up strongly in your awareness so that you can choose. I don't want that anymore. It really just takes a choice. It doesn't take a struggle or working through it. But that means it does need to come into your awareness. That's just part of how the human functioning works.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Now we have free will, especially now. Why did we come to Mother Earth? You know, if we we're in such a blissful state in spirit, why do people choose to come here? And I know my own answer with that, Adria, but this is for the audience.
Yeah.
Like, why would somebody come to Mother Earth into the physical body, which is denser than that, and say, well, I'm going to go down there. You know, I know we come to learn, but why would we leave such a blissful, angelic way of being to come here?
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So primarily, and it's not just these two, but there are two primary reasons why for a human birth on Earth. Why would a soul choose this? One is, as you said, learning. Because when you have a world like this one that is based on polarity systems, and this is beginning to change, but let's say your life up till now, it's based on polarity systems like hot, cold, good and evil. That's a very, very good setup for learning because you have a contrast. So those qualities, let's say hot and cold, are neutral from angelic perspective. And yet you spend a lot of your life trying to seek out one or the other. Some of you like the snowy mountains, some of you like the Bahamas.
Bahamas.
So it sets up this interesting struggle where you're trying to be on one end of the polarity instead of being in the integration of the all that is. So that sets up a good premise or landing place for learning. It also sets up a very good, because there is such thing called individuality on Earth, which does not exist all places and all fields of consciousness, it sets up a very good opportunity for soul growth. So for your individual soul to grow into new skills, for your individual soul to grow into greater understanding, you might call enlightenment or anywhere on that spectrum. So those two things are much more easily accessible, learning and growth on the earth plane.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Do you feel, or do the angels feel, that we, first of all, choose when we come in and we choose when we're leaving our physical body? What is the feedback that you have with that? I know I've had many conversations with friends and family about that. And we all come from our own, what we believe.
Yeah, I'm going to let the angels take this one because the leaving part, I think, particularly is changing now. This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Yes. So in the past, let's say every lifetime that you had on Earth before now, you had a pretty prescribed entry and exit point. Just as you built your life story, it was you who decided, perhaps with a council or a team of guides or some soulmates, but you decided. So it wasn't something, it's not arbitrary, it's not imposed on you. In this lifetime, if you're listening now, what's likely happened is you had a prescribed entry point and you had some possible endings. And one of them is now, is around now. In other words, your story, your contract takes you up through, was there in fact going to be a sea change for humanity? And if there is, will I stay around then to explore the new energies, or will I decide, all right, my work is done, I can leave now? And you left that, all of you, we would say, as an open-ended question because of the magnitude of this shift. This is not like a polar shift or a astrological opening, or even if it's unprecedented once in 1,000 years, this shift is something unlike what humanity has ever experienced. So to put yourself in the place of choosing in advance whether or not or how long you wanted to stay here would be too difficult, we would say. So many of you are facing this question. What is life? Do I want to stay around for how long? What do I want to do anymore? So there's a sense of loss and reexamination, which is quite healthy. It does not mean you're required to leave now just because there was such a big change, but it does bring up that question because there's no longer a fixed endpoint for most of you. So you have much, much more choice, but that can feel unsettling, right? Mm-hmm. So it is different. There's been quite a big change around that.
Thank you. Can we ascend now in fifth dimension without leaving our body? Can we ascend here in our physical bodies on Earth?
Yes, this is Adria. So that's part of the play now. And the angels do walk through some practical ways of trying that out in the book and in the recent conversations in the last year or so. This is a very active topic of how do I explore the new energies, these doors that are now unlocked. How do I do that? What is that? And yes, it's now. So you don't need to wait anymore. It's also not going to be enforced on you. So it's not like everyone wakes up and third dimension is no longer accessible. So you get to take it at your own pace. That's the good news. And yes, it's available right now.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
And none of us are yet masters at it. That's the other good news. It's so brand new. You know, we get to kind of learn from each other, like peers and mentors. Hey, I tried this and it worked for me. Share that with a few friends. And then you might learn from a teacher or guide or a friend or your daughter, you know, hey, I just tried this and this was really fun.
Yes. I also thought it was very interesting in your book, and it's a beautiful book. Literally, I would invite other listeners to, when they get, they'll have the links to find out where you are and your programs and everything. So, you know, to get your books and read it and share it, if it speaks to you, in my audience, it will speak to, because they're more or less resonating with the message that I have here. I also love that you talked about in there in channel that, you know, well, we know during this pandemic, there's been a lot of babies born, a lot of animals being adopted. And this idea that these children coming in right now are coming in with wisdom. They're coming in with being clairvoyant or psychic or all of that. And they're going to be here to support the next generations of our period here on Earth. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I think they're going to be our teachers. I mean, I see that for myself. So I'll just speak for myself in that. I feel like, you know, anyone who was more or less an adult at the time of this big change, so 2018 to 2020, 2021, we came in with a skill set that's very suited to the old Earth. And then many of us either had some bridging skills or coming into now new skills. But it's like there's a learning curve for us, right? Mm-hmm. For the kids being born now, they're being born with the skills for the new Earth. And they're not going to have to learn all this stuff we're going through now. So I do see, sometimes I just get a glimpse of the kids that are coming in now. Oh boy, my friend's kids or something. And I just I'm kind of in awe of the energy of it. And I think that's who I'm going to learn from, you know, for now, maybe temporarily. I'm a teacher and guide to some people to help and really just learning myself and sharing what I learn as I go, as I think many of us are right here, right now. And then I consider that I'll be outmoded pretty fast here, because the kids are coming in with all these skills. They're going to be zooming around. Just they got it. They have it. They have everything they need. So you definitely don't have to worry about the next generation. They're going to thrive in this. They were built. They were designed for the new Earth.
That's beautiful. Adria, could you share? We're going to have you back. So I already know that. So much to share with people. But today, can you share that the gifts that you would like to give to our listeners today? And please know that all the links to Adria's gifts and where you can find Adria and her programs, and if you want a session with her to talk to the angels, it's going to be listed below in the show notes. So if you can share those gifts, that would be wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. So one question that a lot of people have for me is, how do I see, and, you know, if I don't hear them the way you do, like, how do I communicate with my angels, or are they there? Do I have angels? So there's a recording here of, it's called Seeing Angels. So it's Angel Raphael talking about how angels communicate differently with different people. So that's the good news. Your angels know how to speak with you. Whatever your language is, might not be hearing. And so it's some more practical advice about that, how to get more in touch with your own angels.
Lovely. And I think you're also doing a special discount for people to work with you.
Yes. Oh, thank you for reminding me. Yeah. So there's 20% off for, so there's a code there. So if you want to work with me one-on-one, yeah.
Thank you for that. Let's close our conversation today with the closing prayer from Angel Ariel and Angel Raphael. If you could read a little bit from your book, I think that would be lovely.
Sure. Let me just flip to that.
I have a lot of highlights in your book.
Sure. Then this is from Angel Uriel and Angel Raphael.
Yes.
We wish for you to recognize the magnitude of the moment you are in. We wish for you to recognize that your heart rules your universe. We wish you to recognize that the greatest gift you can give to any other on this planet, whether individually or cosmically as a species, is to reach out with your heart to another and let them know that they are free.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Adrian. Also, thank you to the angels, you know, Raphael, Ariel, and then that reading from Uriel. Thank you for sharing from your heart and soul your wisdom on angelic guidance and how to live your empowered life. Namaste, Adria.
Thank you so much. I'm just delighted. And thank you for sharing yourself through this podcast. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Heart Soul Wisdom Podcast with Moira Sutton. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please join our community at moirasutton.com and continue the discussion on our Facebook page, Create the Life You Love. You will be part of a global movement connecting with other heart-centered people who are consciously creating the life they love on their own terms. Together, we can raise our consciousness for the greater good of humanity and for our planet.